Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now is the purveyor of WeThePeople.com. It is a blog that covers Hartford. His name is Kevin Brookman. Kevin has written a piece on police in Hartford and racism in police departments and how unions rig the firing process or the punishment process in the police department. Kevin, welcome back to WTIC.
Good afternoon, Todd. Thank you.
So you wrote a piece that's up on the blog, WeThePeople.com. What is your assessment of the Hartford Police Department? You're pretty tied in, it seems. What is the ability of the union to force somebody who's a bad cop, who's a troubled cop, to not get disciplined, or when they get disciplined, to be to have that overturned?
Well, I think most police chiefs are political, even though they're protected by state statute from termination by a mayor or whatever. They still have to walk a tightrope and play the game. And, you know, no chief wants to terminate somebody and then get ordered to hire him back because the union goes to bat and hires their attorneys. So it's a type of thing that a lot of bad behavior is essentially rewarded by union dues. And, you know, and the problem, many of these officers that pay their dues every month to the union don't agree with when these officers are hired back, or even the union fighting for these officers to get hired back. But it's the nature of the beast. You know, unions protect bad employees more than they do looking out for the good ones. You know, as an example,
so,
say that the last couple classes that have graduated from the Hartford Police Academy have not been given, you know, and hopefully never have to use it, but they haven't been given riot equipment. They're not given helmets. They're not given the face shields. They're not given gas masks. And these are things that are critical if we have any bad incidents that crop up. And that's something the union should be going to bat. You know, when the whole COVID thing broke out, Hartford police officers didn't even have the PPE, the masks and the rubber gloves. Bob Stefanowski provided the gloves to the Hartford Police Department for them to wear. Now, that's something the union should be going to bat and say, we demand you properly outfit our officers. If you're putting them on the streets, outfit them properly. And instead, they'll go to court because an officer is running around the casino yelling the N-word at black police officers trying to get him his job back.
Saying the emphasis that essentially the police union in Hartford has become, as its primary job, it seems to you, the defender of bad cops.
I don't think it'd be fair to say just the police union in Hartford. I think we see that across the country with unions, instead of saying, okay, yeah, the guy, this isn't the right career for him. He should really, if he's yelling the N-word at people, he shouldn't be a police officer. How do we redeem him? Where do we put him if he gets his job back? Maybe he should be working in the basement of City Hall as a clerk or something. He shouldn't be a police officer. And that's
how is that in the benefit to the benefit of the vast majority of officers? I would think if I'm a good cop, the thing I would want most from my representatives is to get rid of the bad guys who give me a bad name and force me into uncomfortable situations all the time where I have to cover up and protect them.
You would think in a perfect world that would be the way it is.
Even in a mediocre world.
Well, that's not the way it works. It's still, the policing is a very different type of culture. You hear about that thin blue line and everything else all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's alive and well. Don't mistake that everybody is standing out to do the right thing.
All right, Kevin, hold on one second. Let me just get a weather forecast in here. We'll finish up with Kevin Brookman from WeThePeopleHartford.com, and then we'll take some more phone calls at 860-522-9842. So I've been, over the last week, particularly emphasizing what a horrible thing it is to have special interest groups controlling the government instead of having voters and democratic mechanisms controlling the government. And these unions for state workers, for police, they are system riggers. They deny the people the ability to affect policy through their representatives. And this is a tragedy for the people, but it's also a tragedy, as we're discussing with Kevin Brookman from WeThePeopleHartford.com. It's a tragedy for those cops, I would think, who are trying to manage life in a world in which bad guys, bad cops, have the strong defense of the police unions. And I guess, is that their responsibility, Kevin? Is that where this comes from?
I don't know. I think it's a tightrope they have to walk, because if you turn somebody in, you're labeled a rat and you're on the outside. But they, I get calls from officers all the time saying, you got to tell the chief this, you got to tell the chief that. Now, unfortunately, the chief and I haven't been on talking terms for several months now. Not like I used to be with Chief Ravella and Chief Rosado, but the new chief has a different opinion. But, these guys want to see the right thing done. Nobody wants to risk their career and their livelihood over something stupid. I had an officer call me last summer about something that happened. I don't know if it was Enfield or Mother Street, where an assault rifle was pointed at a resident and some very rude words were exchanged. And they were very concerned by the whole tone of it. And when I called the chief about it to ask to see the video, the body cam video, which is supposed to be the savior for all this stuff, supposed to make them all behave because they're caught on video, the response was, they said they weren't wearing their cameras that day. They forgot them in the office. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe there's any discipline or anything to correct it. So, the system is only as good as we hold them accountable to. And, what happened with Mr. Flood?
Well, the system is bad if it's designed in such a way that they can't be held accountable. And that's what we're facing right now.
Well, and the other part is, the lip service. Hartford used to have a civilian review board. And then when Bronin came in as mayor, he tinkered with it and disbanded it because he didn't like the outcome or he wasn't getting the outcome he wanted. So he got rid of everybody who was on it. And for months, they couldn't even get a quorum to hold a meeting. So they didn't conduct any business. And now they're talking about bringing back this board they want to institute. Well, we already had it, and we let it fall by the wayside. And that was the result.
Well, that's why they love it. That's what's great about it, Kevin. It's this mushy thing they can do whatever they want with, and it doesn't change anything.
Hartford had so many requirements put on them from a federal consent decree back in the late 60s, Cintron Vaughan. And a lot of that stuff has just been allowed to go by the wayside. Nobody pays attention to it. And there's no repercussions. The federal magistrate doesn't hold them accountable. I think they did several years ago, but nothing much came of it. And if the people don't get upset, there's no continuity in chiefs. I've had officers that have been there like 10, 12 years, and they're on their 8th or 9th chief. So where's the continuity in leadership? Chief that comes in wants to reinvent the wheel and do it a totally different way. Now the big thing is evidence-based policing, which is a story for another day.
So then you just, this is what happens in bureaucracies. You just decide, okay, I don't like this chief. I'm just going to go hide somewhere and wait him out till there's a new one. And that lets him lose all his effectiveness. All right, Kevin, before you go, anything else you want us to know?
No, it's just a sad situation, but I don't think we can paint all of our police officers with a broad brush, because we've got a lot of great police officers in Hartford.
That's the point. Police do work that's desperately needed, and they do it under tough circumstances. They need to not be tarnished by bad cops and then have those bad cops be perpetually on the force because of their own union. That just sounds gross. Kevin Brookman, WeThePeopleHartford.com. Sorry, finish that thought. Go ahead.
No, I know you got to run, but I got a phone call this afternoon. Last night, in an 8-hour period, there were 5 people shot in Hartford. So anybody who thinks we should disband the police department or cut their funding needs to really pay attention to what's going on.
And anybody who thinks it's not a tough job is not paying attention. Thank you, sir. Good to talk with you.
I would go out and go for a ride along with a cop and just see what they put up with every day.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. Just call the chief's office and tell them you want to go for a ride along. You have to. They do a little background check on you and, you know, make sure you're not wanted or anything, but you can go out riding.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. All right, Kevin Brookman, We the People, Hartford.com. Thank you, sir. Good to talk with you again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.